And there goes the full-time whistle. It is all over. From a Donegal point of view, a hugely, hugely disappointing night, having been in total control of this game at half-time. Monaghan were the better side in the second half, the totally dominant side in the second half, and they go through to the final on a final scoreline of 3-10 to 1-11. Remember, at half-time, Donegal were leading by 9 points to a goal and a point. But Monaghan in the second half, they scored 2 goals and a further 9 points.
Yeah.
On looking at the game overall, listen, we're going to use the cliche about it being a game of two halves, but on that second half performance, was Monaghan the deserving winners, Brendan?
Oh, 100% deserving winners. Yeah. They came out with all the energy and all the passion in the second half for a team that looked really out of it at half time. And you just have to look at our score sheet here, how unbalanced it is. Like, as you said, Monaghan scored 2-9 in the second half against a late goal plus 2 points from Donegal perspective, which is a derisory return, you know, for 30 minutes football, and it's not going to win you championship games. Really disappointing second half from Donegal, who seemed to struggle to get any kind of hole in the game around the middle third of the field, and they left too many gaps at the back when they were chasing the game late in the game. They left too many gaps at the back, and Monaghan were able to create that overlap that gave them the goal chances late on.
We'll bring Martin McEwen as well, who's been sitting alongside us. Martin, a hugely disappointing night for Donegal football, having been leading and looking so comfortable in this game at half-time.
Yeah, it looked over at half-time. They used to tell you way back a four-point lead at half-time was a dangerous lead in a lot of games. But, you know, we're 5 points up at half-time. You were coasting players all over. And maybe it's hard in addressing them in that situation, but I have to give a lot of credit to Monaghan. They came out the second half and, you know, Jones was a big player. They waited and waited to get him on. I thought they might have taken him on early. When they got him on, he made a difference. But the boy who got the 3 goals, Swinburne, lovely quality player. And Monaghan are missing their 2 best players. Mulligan, yeah, who plays with the senior team, and Gallagher, whose dad's from Glenties, a brother of Michael Jackson's, Michael G, that played with me, and Glenties, a brother of his, and his dad is, and he's a brilliant player too. They're short the 2 best players they had. So look, at give credit to Monaghan. They were brilliant the second half and all round, and they deserved it. They knew what it was about, and they had about it. And they, you know what they had, which probably, you know, we talk about pace caused Donegal all kinds of problems, particularly Swinburne, you know, coming from deep and getting on the ball and everything else. Monaghan were by far the better side. Very disappointing, but I'd have to say Keelan McColgan's the first time I've seen him play. I was very, very impressed with the way he played. I thought he was very, very, very good, and I thought Ryan McFadden tried really, really hard, playing a big, big shift in that midfield area as well for us. But disappointing, you know, but it's hard to know when things are going really well and you're on top and everything else. And I remember going back playing an under-21 final, Oisín, in 1981. The great late Joe Wonson was managing us that day. Half time we were coasting, doing really well. Monaghan came out the second half and turned us over completely. The exact same thing had happened today, you know, and Monaghan, that's the kind of team they are, you know. They're hard to put away, and they have to give them a lot of credit. It looked all over at half time. But, you know, maybe when you look at it, they got the goals, we didn't get the goal to too late.
Yeah. So the story of the game at half time, Donegal, as we know, were leading by 9 points to one. During that opening half, they were in total control. Johnny McGrady stepped up with 2 points. Rory O'Donnell kicked 2 points, and Port McGinnigan chipped in with 2 as well. And we expect the Donegal to continue their fine form in the early part of the second half, but that didn't materialise. Johnny McGrady did score just 1 off Donegal's 2 points in the early stages. In that second half, Donegal just managed a goal and 2, but they were outscored by Monaghan, who in the latter half ended up kicking 2 goals and 9 points. But the man who got the goals, as Martin alluded to, goals when you matches, was Swinburne, the full forward. Donica Swinburne was the man that got the hat-trick, and that proved to be the difference. And with the introduction of Sean Jones in the second half as well, Monaghan took total control of this match, and Donegal really had no answer. Ryan McFadden did get that goal at the end, but we needed more to come in injury time as well if we were going to stay in this tie and try and force extra time or even take a win. But it's Monaghan that progressed through to the Ulster final, and they will now take on Down. Down winning through against Monaghan, 113 to 10 points was the final score in that. We'll leave the final word to you, Brendan Kilcoyne, on what has been a disappointing night for Donegal.
Yeah, well, I suppose a couple of things. You know, I felt that the subs that Monaghan made really made a difference to them. And football is all about momentum, Oisín. Donegal had it in the first half, but in the second half, Monaghan came out rejuvenated, and when you get that momentum, it's very hard to turn the tide back. So it is, and that's what Donegal struggled with. They lost the the grip of the game that they had. Monaghan had all the forward going momentum and Donegal just couldn't seize it back. So a really disappointing night for Donegal football. We were expecting to come up here and, you know, put it up to Monaghan and go on to an Ulster final. It didn't happen. So disappointing from a Donegal point of view, and for the lads involved, really disappointed. But listen, Monaghan were the better team on the evening, and I think totally deserved their win in the end.
Okay.